Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August the 8th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 2¾ cents at 607¼. September wheat up 4 cents at 779¾. And November beans down 8¾ cents at $14 even money. The wheat was down a couple of cents with about 5 minutes to go and rallied about 7½ cents off its lows. Close higher on the day. The corn rallied a couple of cents. Beans rallied a couple of cents. You know, nobody wants to go home too short going into the crop progress tonight. They're expecting lower ratings, down 1% to 2% in corn and beans. I really don't know if I agree with that, but that's the general consensus. You know, we've had two legitimate sources, Stone X and the Old Informa Group, tell us the crops aren't hurt that bad out here, you know, nationally. So, yeah, Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska are in bad shape. But the rest of the country, and, you know, Texas is in bad shape. But the rest of the country, you know, we've had fairly decent rains. Temperatures haven't been as hot as what people thought. So I'm just not sure, but, you know, we'll see what they come out with. Wheat was higher during the day. Traded a little bit lower going into the close, then rallied to close 4 cents higher. News that India is going to suspend its 40% import duty on wheat, caused the rally, but, you know, really wasn't much of a rally. They had a 30-cent range in the wheat. We closed 16 off the highs, or 14 off the highs, 14, 15 off the lows, so kind of right in between. Kansas City closed just a penny higher. Minneapolis was 5 lower. So I don't see that it was a major deal out here. Export inspections came in at 556 on corn. That was light. Beans, good number, 867. Wheat, 604, another good number. We had those export sales this morning, 132 beans to China, 105 corn to Italy, which we haven't seen in a long time, and 120 beans to unknown. You know, a little bit more Chinese business out here, but not huge. And I still think China's going to try to get as much as they can out of the Brazilians. You know, overall, we'll see what the reports say tonight. But I don't think anybody wants to get too short with this nuclear plant having been bombed. It's just foolhardy. And my guess is it's the Russians doing it. And as one commentator, I think it was the UN General Secretary, said, it's suicide to do it. And I would agree with that. But we do know that more grain is getting through corn and wheat. Ships are moving throughout the Black Sea. So I think that's a little bit negative for grains here. Though France is in bad shape, the rest of the world doesn't look as bad by any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, I think we've got to look forward to the WASDE report on Friday. Again, are they going to cut it like they did last year on corn on the August report? We'll have to see. I don't believe it would be as deep a cut as we saw a year ago. But, you know, anything's possible with the government. Who knows? If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.